Christmas box office, Spider-Man nears half a billion in North America, Matrix 4 bombs in third place. By Breitbart News on December 26, 2021. AP, Peter Parker's good fortune continued over the holiday weekend. Even with some mighty competition from new Matrix and Sing movies, and rising concerns over the Omicron variant, Spider-Man, No Way Home stayed in the number one spot and netted a few more milestones too, including crossing the $1 billion mark globally. According to studio estimates, Sunday Spider-Man added $81.5 million over the three-day weekend, down 69% from its first weekend. The Sony and Marvel film has now grossed $467 million from North American theaters, more than doubling the domestic grosses of 2021's previous number one film, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. With $587.1 million from 61 overseas markets, Spider-Man has grossed $1.05 billion globally, making it the highest earner of the pandemic. It's the first film of the pandemic to cross $1 billion and the second fastest film ever to do so, and this without the benefit of China release. Universal's Sing 2 came in second place with an estimated $23.8 million, while Warner Brothers' The Matrix Resurrections grossed $12 million to take third place. The animated musical Sing 2 features high-profile celebrity talent including Matthew McConaughey, Scarlett Johansson, Reese Witherspoon, and Bono, as well as a jukebox soundtrack full of well-known hits. Since its release Wednesday, it's made $41 million. $1.6 million of that came from Thanksgiving weekend showings from North America and $65 million worldwide. "We're extraordinarily pleased," said Jim Orr, Universal's president of domestic distribution. Orr said the stellar cinema score, A+, and audience scores suggest that the film will continue to perform well in the next few weeks, when many kids are still out of school for the holidays. The fourth Matrix also opened on Wednesday and has earned an estimated $22.5 million in its first 5 days in North America. The film, directed by Lana Wachowski and starring Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss, is currently streaming on HBO Max as well. Globally, it's grossed $69.8 million to date. And in fourth is Disney and 20th Century's The King's Man, a prequel to the action comedy Kingsman series starring Ralph Fiennes. It came in slightly under expectations with $10 million from its first 5 days. The audience skewed heavily male, 65%. The Kurt Warner biopic American Underdog opened on Christmas Day and has made an estimated $6.2 million in its 2 days in release. Zachary Levi stars as Warner, the quarterback who went from undrafted free agent to Hall of Famer. Paul Thomas Anderson's Licorice Pizza expanded nationwide on Christmas, after playing in limited release for a month, and added $2.3 million, bringing its total to $3.7 million.